It's the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, your weekly local sports podcast. And now, here's your hosts, Greg Revels and Tony Stowers.
And we're back with Season 3, Episode 27 of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. If you love basketball, you're going to love listening to us this week. But before we get started with that, it's number 70.
Number 70. Ernie Stautner, old Pittsburgh Steeler. He was a Pittsburgh Steeler Hall of Famer when they were bad, defensive lineman. He also was a kicker, so that tells you the era that he played for the Steelers. Jim Marshall, a great defensive lineman for the Minnesota Vikings.
And a better judge.
There you go. Sam Huff, great linebacker for the New York Giants, also a Hall of Famer, also, unfortunately for him, a West Virginia Mountaineer. Art Donovan. Remember Art Donovan going on the Tonight Show?
Oh, yeah. I was going to say David Letterman's where I...
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's one of the greatest storytellers ever.
Oh, he was hilarious. And then a guy that's near and dear to the Cowboy fans, Hart Rayfield Wright.
Yeah, great lineman.
Great offensive lineman for the Cowboys.
Yep.
70, pretty impressive number. All these guys are Hall of Famers.
Yep.
Got a Razorback who probably won't be a Hall of Famer.
Who's that?
Dan Skipper.
Dan Skipper.
Dan Skipper.
For the Detroit Lions.
Who's known for the most holding calls.
When I was looking at this, Dan Skipper, and I knew he'd been with the Lions a few times, he's in his fourth stint with the Detroit Lions. They'll cut him. He'll go somewhere else. They'll pick him up.
But I mean, he gets a lot of points. I'm surprised he hadn't found his way to the Steelers as bad as their offensive line is.
He was not number 70 for the Razorbacks, but he is in the NFL.
Yeah, and he was one at the Cowboys game when they had that deal where the Cowboys beat him that time. He was the one that was involved in that play where he was supposed to be the extra receiver or something. Yeah, he didn't report in correctly. Shocker.
Yeah, I probably not one of your mental giants.
No, probably not. Anyway, any other number 70s you got? I look for basketball number 70s.
Well, you know, Dennis Rodman wore 70 one year, but I didn't put it on here, but he did wear 70 one year.
Yeah, he also wore a wedding
Spurs?
Dress.
Huh? That when he was with the Spurs?
Yes. I mean, this guy's got a great
he does.
Memory.
Yeah. Well, when you sit in a chair and watch TV all day, that's what you do. Yeah.
Sometimes I lay in the bed.
I got you, man.
Recline a lot.
Yeah, I understand. You just don't stand and watch it, though, right?
No.
Why would you?
No reason to do that. All right, well, that's all. Any other number 70s you want to talk about?
No, we're good.
All right, let's move on to some basketball.
Wait. I was born in 70.
You were?
There you go.
Ah, so that ruins the whole number. All right, it's time to talk about the DeQueen Leopards and Lady Leopards. Had a split week last week as they both won Arkadelphia. We'll go back to that in a minute. And then both went to Dirks and lost in games that we talked about last week. Really love those kind of games. I kind of wish they would have been played a little bit earlier in the year. I think Tuttle would agree with me on that. But probably not as much as us since Dirks won, but anyway, going back to the Arkadelphia games, you know, really expected the Arkadelphia girls game to be a closer game than what it was.
Yeah.
But you know, we really just took over and handled them pretty well. We started out really not well.
Well, you know, we kind of have their number right now. Yeah. They go in the conference and they'll beat teams to death, and they'll upset a few teams. Mm-hmm. But we seem to have them under our thumb right now. I think going back, that's the fourth in a row that the margin's been around 20 points.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they're not feeling good about playing us.
Well, I would just as soon not play them again either. But the boys, Arkadelphia, they won by 3 points on the last second.
Oh, yeah.
Buzzer beater, one of the best shots I've ever seen.
Well, you know, Caden said, he said, Tony, I know you're not calling tonight because you're under the weather, so we're going out and do something spectacular so Jay can call it.
Well, Jay definitely called it.
He did.
I got to sit in with Greg and Jay that night, and what a shot. Yeah. I mean –
it was a man clutch, is all you can say.
I tell you one thing, just to shout out to the man, Jay Bunyard. He helped us last week with the podcast also. But, you know, first of all, with all the other stuff he's got going on. His knowledge of sports is amazing.
Yeah.
Especially his historical knowledge.
Oh, he's the Leopard historian.
Yeah, he is. And the second thing is, you know, when he calls the game, it makes me feel like I should not ever get on the radio again.
Me too. And he told us ahead of time, I forget how long since he'd called a basketball game.
Oh, it's been a while.
The last time I was sick, yeah. I imagine.
Yeah, there was a few things he didn't know. He didn't know there wasn't a 1-1 anymore.
Right.
So it just tells you, you know.
Yeah.
But, man, he's a natural.
Yeah,
I mean, and I just thought, why do I do this?
Of course.
Yeah.
He is. He's, I've listened to a lot of high school sports on the radio. Back home and here, there are some good people out there. There's nobody better than Jay Baggard.
No.
Yep.
No, he could do it anywhere.
Yes.
If he just wanted to.
He'd make a baseball game exciting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He told us the other night that was his favorite thing to call.
Yeah, it is.
Really, his baseball? Yeah. I've never heard it in the whole time I've been here.
I've called several baseball games together. He's really good at that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, just wanted to mention him real quickly. Great ball games, and then go over to Dirks and Leopards, and Lady Leopards lose. Lady Leopards could not do anything right.
Well, it got behind the eight ball so much early, down 16 to nothing.
Yeah.
After that, it was a pretty good game. Lady Leopards cut it to single digits a couple of times, but you can't stake a team like Dirks a 16-point lead. And have great outcomes. It's just not going to happen.
And some of that, you give that credit to
absolutely.
The Lady Outlaws.
Their defense was
great. Yeah, it really was. And they don't have a whole lot of players, but who they do have, they all know what to do.
Yeah, they do.
And they can play
shout
basketball.
Shout out to Coach Stewart.
Yeah.
I think we were a minute and a half, 2 minutes into the game when Tony said on the radio, you know, the Lady Leopards hadn't got it across half court yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that goes to the Lady Outlaw defense.
Yeah, yeah, it does. And anyway, so they lost by 10. And the boys, you know, what was a pretty good game till the last, you know, 2 or 3 minutes, the Leopards kind of let it get away from them. And I think that has a lot to do with the Dirks Outlaws also.
It does. And, that's the second game that I've called there. What's the name of the gym again?
J&L Johnson Gymnasium.
There you go. The Outlaws have a tremendous home court advantage, and you just got to acknowledge that. They really do. It's a great atmosphere, great fans, and, you're probably spotting them 6-7 points when you go in there and play.
Yeah.
And ends up Lady Leopards lose by 10, the Leopards lose by 6,
you know? Well, and I think one of the things you look at, and we talk about this on Leopard broadcast every time we are on one, is how our free throw shooting is not what it needs to be.
No.
And when you look at what the Lady Outlaws and Outlaws did shooting free throws Friday night, it's difference in the game.
Especially the boys' game.
Yeah, especially the boys' game. Yep. And it's just a situation where we have got to shoot free throws better. And what that goes back to is practice. Get time in the gym. That's what it is. I think one of the things that we have, and we'll talk about this a little bit later. While we're talking about the Leopards, though, just want to shout out, give congratulations to the Lady Cubs who won conference last Saturday. I believe it was 43-34, the final score.
That is it.
And congratulations to them. They beat the Junior Scrapperettes and ended up 2-2 against them this year.
Yeah, talk about two evenly matched teams. In tournaments, the Cubs won both. During the regular season, Nashville won both. And, that is going to be – those girls are going to have a rivalry pretty intense for the next 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, they sure are. And that's 2 years in a row for the Lady Cubs as conference champions.
Yes, that's exactly right.
So congratulations to them. Time to talk about the Horatio Lions and Lady Lions. The Lions had a great week. As far as the Lions are concerned, I mean, tough year for them. They lost to Kirby 57-39, but got their first win of the year Friday night, beating Umpire 44-27. And as we know, as the time we're recording this, they are now finished for the year as they lost in the district tournament to Spring Hill.
64-37 to Spring Hill. You know, Coach Merrick has done a good job with them this year. They were extraordinarily young. You have to look around the state pretty hard to find somebody as young as the Horatio Lines. And as I said at church the other day, nobody should lose them all. And I am so glad that they picked up a win. It'll give them a lot of confidence going into the next season.
Yeah, sure will. And then looking at the Lady Lions, they're 14-9 on the year. They beat Kirby 51-21 in umpire.
65-37.
Yeah, good games by Aaliyah Ayers and Presley Sprick in both of those games. They're going to play the winner of Caddo and Murfreesboro in the district tournament today.
Yeah, they are the 3 record. Seed. So they earned one bye.
All right. Well, we'll see how the Lady Lions come out this week.
Jobs.pilgrims.com. That is the website to go to see everything that Pilgrims offers in the way of careers. The leading global provider of high-quality food products, including well-recognized brands and value-added premium products. As one of the world's largest poultry producers and a fully integrated pork producer, Pilgrims has provided wholesome quality products to customers and consumers for more than 7 decades, and they have over 58,000 team members, taking great pride in providing more than 133 million daily servings of protein to retailers, restaurants, food service providers, and consumers around the world. The company includes 39 production facilities and 27 prepared food facilities in 14 states, the UK, Puerto Rico, Mexico, and Europe. Pilgrims is proud to partner with more than 4,900 family farms for poultry and over 6,300 family farms for hog and lamb supplies. Their vision guides everything they do to be the best and the most respected company in the industry, creating the opportunity of a better future for their team members. I'm talking hourly production, plant operations and support, drivers, research and development, quality assurance and food safety, human resources, sales and marketing, accounting and finance, professional opportunities. If you think you could be an asset to the company, you should go to jobs.pilgrims.com and even check out their benefits, better futures, insurance, growth. There is no better company to take ownership of your career growth than JBS. Explore the opportunities for development with a global food company. Take advantage of more than 2,000 courses in their development learning program offerings, online learning and ad hoc courses, 401ks. With your 401k, they offer company match, long-term tax benefits, investment options, and geographic flexibility. And of course, paid holidays and time off. So all of your benefits taken care of, your career taken care of, absolutely amazing. And that's not even to get into their community action that they take here, right here in Southwest Arkansas and all over. Whether it's community events, fundraisers, you can always see Pilgrims participating in some form or fashion, whether it's providing chicken for fundraisers and just so much more. They're always a huge member of the community. They employ so many people here, and it's a perfect fit for our podcast. Of course, we love having Pilgrims on. It makes total sense, and they're big supporters of all the local sports in the area, always big supporters of our radio station and everything. So we're so appreciative to have them on board. And if you're interested in joining their team, you should go to jobs.pilgrims.com.
Former Gators and Lady Gators played once last week. They beat Bradley 79-53. The former Gators did. The Lady Gators lost to Bradley 74-8. And they're in the district tournament this week also. And the former Gators, they have to wait for a while before we know who they're going to play because they got a double bye.
Being they won't the play number on Thursday, two. Is
yeah.
that right?
Yeah. I believe that's right. They got a double bye. And then the former Lady Gators have finished their season also as they lost last night to Spring Hill.
Yeah.
So we'll look forward to seeing how the former Gators fare in the conference tournament held down in Spring Hill. Time to talk about the Ashdown Panthers and Lady Panthers. The Panthers went 1-1. They beat Harmony Grove 49-21 and lost to Smackover 57-51. While the Pantherettes lost to Harmony Grove 50-34, and they beat Smackover 44-16. So they both went 1-1 last week, but different victories there.
But something really cool happened in the boys' game. That Ashdown has a manager. From all accounts, he's just a great kid. The boys, Makai Lewis, and he got to play senior night. And hats off to Smackover. They're at the end of the game. He hadn't scored yet, And they kept rebounding the ball, rebounding his misses and throwing the ball back out to him. And he hit a buzzer beater. Smackover still won the ball game.
If you hadn't seen it on Facebook, it's on there too.
It's on my page. It's on the Southwest Arkansas Sports page on the air. It's on Ashdown's Public Schools page. So, yes, it's definitely worth the watch. The crowd went crazy. They rushed the floor like they'd won the state.
Oh, and the Smackover kids were happy too.
Oh, they were.
Yeah, they were really happy.
Very, very cool. So,
yeah, really was. Congratulations to him. Yeah, look it up if you hadn't seen it. It's on our Facebook page, so you can see it there. Congratulations to Makai Lewis on that buzzer beater. You look at the district tournament. They're in the district tournament this week. The boys lost in the district tournament on Monday night, and as they played Prescott, and the Ashdown girls,
they won.
They beat Smackover.
They beat Smackover
again
Friday. So they'll play again. We're taping on Tuesday, so tonight, Pantherettes. That was their eighth win on the year.
Time now to talk about the Legacy Warriors and Lady Warriors. They had their conference tournament over the weekend, and Saturday they both played, and they both ended their seasons with losses there. There is a possibility that the boys are going to go up to Ohio to play a game in the 1st of March, but that's not a guarantee. It's just remains to be seen, but for now their seasons have both ended, and we'll just one more time want to shout out their junior girls team, which won state, and congratulations to them, and we'll be talking more about Legacy as we move forward.
CCCUA.edu. That is UA Cossatot's website for you to find out everything you need to know about applying and enrolling, programs of study, how to pay for college, all of their athletics and apparel, student life, community and workforce, and so much more. Your medical education will start here. UA Cossatot has the third highest college graduation rate in the state of Arkansas and is proud to be the first and only Hispanic-serving institution in the state as a member of the Hispanic Association of Colleges and Universities. We offer degrees and certificates in more than 24 fields and are a leader in implementing more affordable textbook-free courses and boast a variety of professional industry training certifications, small class sizes, low tuition, and quality online and in-class instruction. UA Cossatot is committed to improving the lives of those in our region by providing quality education, outstanding service, and relevant industry training. And by going to cccua.edu, you can find everything you need to know, again, about campus dining and campus maps, the Center for Student Success and Consumer Information, financial aid, textbooks, payments, career pathways, scholarships, and so much more. Find out their vast amount of programs of study on offer, and you can find out how to apply and enroll right from their great website. Check out the Colts gift shop as well, and you can go to uacossatotcolts.com to find out everything you need to know about the Colts, whether it's basketball, soccer, or shooting sports. Any Colts fans can find all the information that they need and merchandise they need on uacossatotcolts.com. And go to cccua.edu today. It is now time for my favorite segment of the program, and that is the awards segment, where we're able to give out awards to each and every school that we talk about, as well as some bigger, more area-wide award. So let's get to it.
All right. We're going to start out with the Shelter Insurance Jeff Woods Agency Leopard Player of the Week. And that's going to go to?
We're going to go with the Junior Lady Cubs. Won the conference championship this week against the Nashville Junior Scrapperettes, and a big win for the Lady Cubs. I'm going to say Lady Leopard basketball, the future looks bright.
All right, moving on, Domtar Panther Player of the Week will be?
We're going to go with Makai Lewis, the manager who came off the bench and hit the buzzer beater. Just a great story, and so we're going to go with him for our Panther Player of the Week.
Horatio State Bank Line Player of the Week this week's going to be?
We're going to split it. We're going to go with Christian Rojo and Graham Banhart. Both had 16 points in the win against umpire.
Philip Field make this list?
No. Horatio State Bank Gator Player of the Week.
As Kaylin Easter, for them has been a number of times.
He's an amazing player. Loveless Refrigeration Scrapper Player of the Week this week will go to
another one that you've heard before, Jonte Taylor. He's had a great season.
Yeah. Just Shelter Insurance Todd Moore Agency Outlaw Player of the Week.
Going to go to both junior outlaw teams, both won their conference in impressive fashion. I think it's the second year in a row that both have done that, maybe three for the girls, and they're going to be our Outlaw Player of the Week.
And now we move on to the Union Bank of Mena Bearcat Player of the Week, and that's going to go to?
Going to go to Dalton Miller.
Right. Stillwell's Restaurant Warriors Player of the Week will be?
Manolo Vasquez is going to be in I wish I had a dollar for every
point he scored.
Yeah.
Union Bank of Mena Eagle Player of the Week.
Going to be Caleb Olade for the Eagles.
And now we move on to the area players. The Toad Thumper Lures Girls Player of the Area.
Going to be Riley Simmons, just based on her first quarter versus the Lady Leopards.
Yeah, that was enough, wasn't it?
That was enough for me.
Yeah,
she plays. I pretty much made my mind up then.
Yeah. She plays well all the time. Congratulations to Riley Simmons. And the Horatio State Bank Boys Player of the Area will be?
From the Scrappers, Demetrius Shelley, another guy that's had a great season.
He really has and had a great game against Magnolia. And then we're going to go to the Mud Creek Designs Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air T-shirt winner. The Player of the Area is going to be?
The big buzzer beater for Caden Lindley for the Leopards versus Arkadelphia. It was the second conference win in a row for the Leopards. I don't know if anybody's went back yet to seen the last time that had happened, that we beat Fairview and then beat Camden-Fairview and then Arkadelphia and have an opportunity as we speak on Tuesday. Tonight against Hope to make it three in a row, and then you're really going to have to get out the – Jay Bunyard will have to get out his files and figure out last time the Leopards won three conference games in a row. It was a huge shot. If you didn't see it, go back on DQTV and watch and hear Jay Bunyard call it, which
is
great.
That's what I was going to say. It's worth the listen, if nothing else.
You go.
That's right. I'm going to say just one thing about that real quickly. If it didn't happen during the Will Dykes era, you're going to have to go back a long way.
Well, we did make regional a couple of times during Will Dykes era. So it may have happened during Will's era if we got the right three teams in a row.
Right.
But it's been a long time.
Well, two's what I'm thinking maybe, but
yeah.
I don't know about three. That'd be a long time. Anyway, moving on to the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air Game of the Week.
That's going to be the Nashville Scrappers and Scrapperettes traveling to Arkadelphia and the Arkadelphia 8-Man Badgers.
DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. DeQueen Animal Hospital at 1690 Highway 70 West right here in DeQueen. Give them a call at 870-642-8387. That's Vets. And you can schedule your appointment today or ask any questions that you might need. And Ashdown Veterinary Clinic at 139 Southern Drive in Ashdown, 870-898-5181. Schedule your appointment or ask any questions with Ashdown Veterinary Clinic as well. Martin Veterinary Services has been a proud sponsor of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air since the very beginning, and we appreciate them so much for that, and not only that, what they do for the community, and that is offer high-quality veterinary services to everybody here, whether it's just simple stuff, spaying and neutering, or medications, checkups, and things like that, down to more serious things. You can trust Martin Veterinary Services to take care of you, and don't just take my word for it. There are a ton of good reviews on Google and across the board. You can check out their Facebook page as well, DeQueen Animal Hospital / Ashdown Veterinary Clinic, and hundreds of reviews, all 5 stars. And, you always need to be able to trust the person that you're taking your pets to, and Martin Veterinary Services is the one. I have used them for multiple occasions, whether it's with my dogs or my cats, and they've been an absolute delight. Such a blessing to have them in this community offering these services. So we appreciate them so much, and you can go to DeQueen Animal Hospital or Ashdown Veterinary Clinic today for all your veterinary needs. And that about wraps it up for all of the high school basketball and conference action we're going to be talking about. But we have plenty of more national topics that we want to discuss. And this conversation is indeed brought to you by Mena Pre-Owned. If you have any pre-owned car needs. Go to MENA APO.
All right. Appreciate that, and appreciate them for sponsoring this talk. Looking at first, Ole Miss quarterback Trinidad Chambliss, who was a second-teamer until the Arkansas Razorbacks made him look like a Heisman Trophy winner. it gets his sixth year of eligibility.
Well, and he's had it, then he took it away, then a judge gave it, and they've taken it away. I think this is the fifth time that's changed. Right now he has it. A judge in Mississippi granted it to him.
Shocker.
Yeah, it is a shocker.
He's been in and out about as much as Dan Skipper with the Detroit Lions.
Well, and, you know, the thing is, I was looking yesterday because it got me interested on where the where the odds were on the Heisman Trophy with him in and out. Well, he's the second in the odds to win the Heisman, with, of course, Arch Manning being first. You think this is final? Do you think the NCAA is going to come along and they're going to get their judge and they're going to say, no, he's not playing?
Man, that's tricky.
It is.
I think they'll eventually just give up. They hadn't done anything anyway.
This will be his sixth year playing college football, is what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Is he getting his doctorate?
He's not even going to school. Are you kidding?
Is he
going
to be a...
It's a common thing since COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And NIL.
Well, I'll just stay here.
But, you know, talking
always
about that...
Always making more money there than he would be in the NFL. Yeah.
Talking about that, the NCAA, whether or not they reverse it, that's something you'll have to do before long if you're going to, because... I mean, that's a whole draft thing if he doesn't get to play.
Yes. Yeah. You know? If he was in the NFL draft, he would probably be the second quarterback taken, probably maybe in the top 10 or 15.
Yeah.
He's going to start running out of interesting courses to take. This is his eighth year.
I'm telling you.
He's majoring
he's
in.
He's probably not even in Oxford. Am I right?
Well, no. You know, that's what I think I told it on the podcast when they were talking to Carson Beck at Miami, and they asked him something about his major, and he told him, he said, I graduated 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I'll be majoring in my eighth year in women's studies. That's
But what it does for Ole Miss is it gives them, they're one of the instant favorites, I think, in the SEC, which they may have been anyway, but you have an experienced quarterback like that. He had a great year last year. You know, they're definitely, of course, they're in the same division with the Hogs. They're gonna be hard to handle.
Absolutely, it's this next one on the list that amazes me.
The NCAA in all its glory. You know, sometimes I wonder if some people at the AAA are down at the NCAA as well.
Well, I saw somebody that's still playing college football, and I can't find it right now. I looked, but they were in the same recruiting class as
Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
And he played his fifth year in the NFL.
Yeah, this is his fifth year in the NFL. I don't know. I think the guy was 29 years old.
Probably playing for Brigham Young.
Yeah, he may have been on a recruiting trip.
Back to that, I believe it was said during the national championship week around there that the good running back, true freshman running back from Miami, when Carson Beck was a freshman in college, that kid was in the seventh grade.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
that's amazing.
Those are crazy things to even think about.
Mm-hmm. Well, and again, the chaos of what that is college football. We might not ordinarily talk about this, but it after the Chambliss thing, it seemed to make a lot of sense. The Mac adds Sacramento State.
You know why we wouldn't talk about it normally? Because none of us know where Sacramento – I mean, we know where it is. We don't know who they are. Well, what's their mascot? Anybody know their mascot?
I have no idea.
The Don Quixotes.
Yeah, that's exactly who I thought it was.
But you know what? The thing is, I know where the Mac schools are. And Marshall used to play in the Mac.
Yeah.
I just – man, the geography of college football anymore is crazy.
There is none.
You're right. That's exactly right. There's no geography.
And not only that, they have to pay money to join the MAC.
$18 million to join the MAC? I think Marshall had to pay $18 million to leave.
If I was going to pay...
They're getting you coming and going.
If I was going to pay that kind of money, I'd try to join the Pac-4.
Or something.
Yeah, well, that's
well,
right.
It'd make more
get
sense.
Get together with Washington State and Oregon State and those schools.
Yeah, just think how much
they must not be offering.
Well, just think how much money they're going to spend on travel.
Yeah.
And not only about this, I mean, here's the deal with me is if you want to start doing this, let's just start a G League for the NFL.
Yeah.
Because that's all they're doing. There's no way they got enough time to go to school. No, the only classes they may be taking are summer classes.
Right.
And that's how these guys, you know, they, you know, but during the year, I mean, you can't really take a real class.
It's a joke.
No.
And I've said it before, the guys running the NCAA, they couldn't run a 7-Eleven.
Well, that seems to be prevalent in a lot of administrative situations.
Triple A.
But anyway, moving on.
Hornets. They're the Hornets.
Okay. Well, they're the fun. Hornets?
I had to Google it.
Sacramento State's, well, I guess they are further north. The Don Quixotes would have been down south, around San Diego.
Sorry to interrupt you.
That's okay.
I've never been to Sacramento. My wife has, and she says it's pretty nice.
Capital or California.
I don't think I'll make it out there for the Ohio Sacramento State Hornets matchup.
You don't want to go there? All right, let's move on to Hogs basketball, man. Got to go Saturday. Big win for them against Auburn. Auburn's
Tigers?
Yeah, Auburn Tigers.
Yep.
That's an avenging loss, right?
Huh?
That was avenging a loss.
That was avenging a huge loss down at Auburn and played really well. I'm going to tell you one thing. Darius Acuff Jr. is the real deal. You can say whatever you want to about the Razorbacks, but he can play basketball for anybody. Talking about any pro team right now.
Who's he playing with next year?
Depends on how much money we get.
Probably the Lakers, knowing the way the NBA works, right?
Yeah.
And if he takes LeBron's place, they'll be better.
Oh, yeah?
The Razorbacks need to pony up enough money to keep him one more year. I just don't know if that's possible.
What's the number? Do you know what the number is?
There's no telling. It'd probably take $5 million to keep him there.
Probably so.
I don't know how much they're giving. I do know this. They just got a commitment from Jordan Smith Jr., who is the best point guard or shooting guard in this class, and one of the top five, based on ESPN's, however they do their things.
We also have that commit, and I can't think of his name right now. It's kind of an odd name, who makes ESPN top 10 about once a week with dunks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a bigger kid.
Yeah.
I mean, they got a recruiting class coming in. I wish we could keep
J.J. Acuff. Andrews, too.
Yeah. I wish we could keep Acuff with him.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
But he is the he's the number one shooting guard prospect, the number three prospect overall. I really liked what he said. He said, I want to play in the NBA. Coach Calipari, get me to the NBA, and I'm ready to play. That's all he said.
Nice.
I also know Calipari said this is the most money he's ponied out for anybody.
Mm. Mm.
He did. I heard that.
Would you agree? And I mean, he may be the best ever at Arkansas when it's said and done, but the best point guard at Arkansas since Lee Mayberry, I would say, would be my opinion.
Who's that?
Acuff.
Oh yeah.
Where's he from?
By far, Acuff from Detroit.
Mm.
Now, this guy's from basically the Washington, D.C. area, Virginia, but I don't know what – I mean, the school, it says Chantilly, Virginia, Paul 6. I don't know.
They're the Hornets, is there?
They're the Hornets, too?
Who's the
sure
next?
They're not the Quixotes?
Who's the next guy? Who's, like, the guy that you saw play for the Razorbacks and then, like, was like, this guy's amazing. He goes up and he's, like, a crazy star for the NBA. Have you ever seen it? Or is this guy?
Well, I mean, I don't know, crazy star. Sure. I mean, the probably one of the best players that ever played and had a really long career in the NBA was Sidney Moncrief.
Mm. He was pretty good.
And the last one, Joe Johnson would be.
Yeah, he played a long time.
Okay.
And the thing
he
about,
still plays in the Big Three, I think. The Ice Cube League.
That's cool. But I also think that there's a you know, I think it's different now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Acuff, you know, he's a great player, but, you know, like Moncrief was there for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when you see them for that long playing, you get more attached to them.
Sure, sure.
You know, these guys are in and out like a revolving door. So
yeah.
A little bit different. I mean, the kid that plays for, or did play with the Golden State Warriors, can't even think of his name now. He was really good.
Moses Moody.
Yeah, he was really good. And still playing, right?
Yeah.
He's getting some playing time. Anyway.
Cool.
Moving on. Michigan, number one since – Arizona got beat twice last week. They moved up to number one, and I guess they deserve it. I really don't keep up with that. Who's the best team right now, in my opinion? I don't know. I don't watch enough of the other games to know. Tony, do you know?
My dad does. Yeah. And he will tell you that right now that Michigan probably is the best team. The thing about the NCAA now, though, it's – you know, who's going to be hot in 2 or 3 weeks? Because there's probably 10 or 12 teams that legitimately could win the thing.
Yep.
You know, Houston could win the thing. Iowa State could win the thing. Arizona could win the thing.
Arkansas.
Michigan, you know. So kind of, you know, who's hot at the end is going to make a big difference to me. But
you know, we talked during football season about the grind of the SEC schedule. Well, like basketball.
You're not one of these people that's going to tell me that Indiana would have lost 3 games in the SEC, are you?
In basketball, it's everybody has that grind in postseason tournaments.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to win a few games and stay healthy, and Indiana might do it in basketball.
They might. I wouldn't think so, but they might. But I think it's going to be a fun tournament.
Yeah,
that's what I like.
You can't answer this. But Tuttle's eligible, and you're eligible, Tyler.
Ooh.
There's one undefeated team left in college basketball. Who is it?
I know this. Give me just.
Why can't I answer?
Miami of
because
Ohio.
Because you know it is Miami of Ohio. Very good.
That's what I was going to say. You stole it right from me.
A 25-0, and I got to watch them play once and. They're pretty good.
Yeah, they're really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really good. And I think they'd probably be a dark horse.
Yeah.
For
they're the best upset. They're the best G5 right now.
Yeah. Yep. So anything else about college basketball y'all want to talk about?
I'm good.
All right. Well, let's move on to Olympics. Before we talk about the Olympics, let's talk a little bit about Razorback baseball and softball.
Yeah.
Off to a really good start in both sports. The Razorbacks went down. TCU just got our number down in the little special showcase down at Globe Life Field. But they did good, came back and beat Texas Tech with a walk-off.
Beat Oklahoma State like they stole something.
Yeah, that's right. And so doing pretty good. Had a good weekend, I'd say, overall.
Nice.
And the girls' softball team's doing really well. I think they went 4-0 this weekend, so that makes them about 8-1. So can't complain.
That's a lot
there.
Of games in a week's time, you know.
It is.
I mean, because they started last weekend.
All those girls, yeah. They'll play 5 games in a weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. And it's full bore going now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, games, midweek games, you know, to get them ready for the weekend games, and they're going to be playing, unless they get weathered out, they'll be playing every weekend from now till June 1st.
When does the Hogs come home this soon to play at home? Because a lot of, you know, of course, you know, like Marshall, they've got to play like their first 10 or 15 games south. And then it's the back of the schedule is loaded with home games because there's just not weather to play. Is that the same here? Do they play some home games this early here? Or?
They're playing this Friday against Xavier.
At home.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah. Saturday and Sunday.
And then they've got Arkansas State Tuesday and Wednesday at home. And they're home.
Yeah. So the answer is yes.
Yeah, they're home. they're home from now till – I'm just looking until the first game that's not at home.
Jeopardy music right now.
It's going to be
great radio.
They're there for Friday till Friday. We're not on radio. We're a podcast. It's different. So it's okay if you have dead air on podcast. It's intentional dead air.
I got you.
But hey, their next, they're at home all.
We can play Steve Miller.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But it,
we cut that out of the podcast, so you're not going to get that reference.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Y'all don't care. Go ahead.
I'm listening. I'm trying.
Well, you wanted to know the answer to the question. Answer to the question is their next away game is Friday, March 20th.
Wow.
And that's a conference game. Wow. So they're playing every game at home for a month.
I was literally a captive audience.
Which tells you how much smaller schools want to come and play at the Bomb, you know, at, play Arkansas at home, which would be a really cool experience.
Well, and their facilities are such that they can play anytime.
Yeah.
You know, they keep the field in the shape where the only thing is you got cold weather. All that is hard on the fans.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, I set up.
Who are going to show up anyway?
Yeah, that's right.
Nice. Speaking of cold weather, Olympics. Anybody?
Is it cold over there?
I don't know.
I love the Olympics.
They somehow keep too. Blocks of ice warm in Italy. I don't know.
Did you see Colin Jost in the bobsled?
I did.
The reason I talk about that because we were watching some this weekend, and my younger daughter said she thinks she could do the skeleton. I just laughed. She said, "Why are you laughing?" I said, "That thing goes 70-80 miles an hour, and it's like you're on a piece of metal, four rebars."
Yeah. Still, what's the skill? I mean, how do you?
Skill is not getting killed.
How do you learn you're good at that?
I don't know.
Well, yeah, I was listening to Rich Eisen this week, and they were talking about how they all could be great curlers, and he said there are curlers all around the country just calling, cussing them.
Yeah,
we could have Jeff be the guy that rolls the thing down, and you and I could be with brooms. Yeah. Tyler could be there on the end yelling instructions at
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
I would be there's a curling team right here. There's a potential curling team.
Absolutely. I would be
sitting
better
in
just
studio right
pushing
now.
The RoboVac than I would sweeping.
It's just ice bowling.
The one that I didn't get is a new event, and I don't know if it was called two-man or two-person, but it's the luge.
Yeah.
And did y'all see? They just lay on top of each other. What is the purpose of that?
Yeah, you're using Bob as the sled.
I mean, and I do, don't get me wrong, I do enjoy the Winter Olympics. I love it.
Yeah.
Winter Olympics stinks. It's only good for hockey in that sense.
Hockey, speed skating.
Oh, speed skating is the most boring.
They crash each other out.
Oh, they so bad, dude.
Nearly cut their legs off. Skates.
That's right.
Speed skating is just a shade better than figure skating.
That's right, yeah. He nearly cut his leg off again.
Speed skating. Yeah. You almost not know Jake Paul's girlfriend.
Oh, she's a speed skater? Oh, okay. All right. I don't know nothing about it.
Is Jake Paul, is he the boxer?
Miles Garrett's girlfriend is a hot, what's a?
Who is?
Miles Garrett for the Browns. His girlfriend is a.
Does something.
Yeah, maybe.
An Olympian?
Yeah.
A winter Olympian?
Yeah.
I mean, skiing's all right. Ski jump and that's fine.
I like to watch it.
I mean, the luge and the bobsled, I couldn't imagine anything more boring to watch. And I mean, it's like, it's really fast.
On the ski jumping, everybody's waiting for that moment like on ABC's Wild World of Sports where the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it doesn't happen very often because those people are really good.
He does a really long cartwheel.
And I really feel like a lot of the Olympics that I've watched, some of the U.S. athletes that have been favored in something have really disappointed this year. I mean,
yeah.
Snowboarding. Do you like the snowboarding?
I watch some of it. I mean, I'm not crazy about it.
Yeah. Look at the countries that
win all
the medals.
Isn't that what the X Games is for?
Yeah. We should be dominating the Olympics.
Yeah.
With the amount of money that we spend, the amount of people we have.
That's right.
And we're competing with Norway. Norway's leading the medal count.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Okay. I mean, speed skating just got a lot more interesting to me.
That's Jake Paul's girlfriend.
Well, and you
never seen a dump truck on the ice before. There you go.
She won a gold and a silver.
She's ugly, honey.
Lindsey Vonn finally finished her skiing career.
Yeah, in emphatic fashion.
Yeah.
Bless her heart.
Yeah.
She's had like four surgeries since, I believe.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Horrible situation breaking her leg. But you know, I mean, it's, I think it's just. It's fun to watch some of it. I like to see the snow. Mm-hmm. That's me as close too. As I want to get to the
there
snow.
You go. Me yeah. too. I like cold weather. I like snow. So I basically enjoy it. I don't enjoy the Winter Olympics as much as the Summer Olympics. But
it's always just the start of it. Once they get into the games, but the first start, the first 2 weeks is curling only because it's such a it's the worst game.
It takes a long time for that thing to get into the
end.
It
does. It must. Yeah.
You know, like the first, talking about the U.S. disappointing, like the first event I watched, like the very first thing they had was like the skiers that ski 20 miles or whatever.
The cross country skiing.
Yeah. And the woman.
There's excitement right there.
Well,
just take your breath away.
Because they were talking about the U.S. woman.
Then they stop and shoot at each other. Is that the same?
No,
that's the biathlon.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But they were talking about the U.S. woman that's the favorite. You know, no competition. She's won, I forget how many in a row.
Yeah.
Nobody can even compete. And she finished like eighth. Come on.
Yeah, that's the way it is. Yeah, Winter Olympics.
I really hadn't watched a whole lot of it.
No, me either. Just but, clips.
Yeah, I just like to. I like watching some of it.
Hockey gets good.
I think the Colin Jost ride in the bobsled was the best. He's squealing like a little girl.
And the Canadian curling team, they got into it with somebody the other day. I think there was lots of profanity, and they nearly had a fist fight. Boy. I don't even know what it was about.
Hey, you hoser! That's my broom. Don't touch my broom. Oh, I'm sorry.
Here, take mine too.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Does anybody even know how they score curling? I don't. I mean,
it's got to be something like shuffleboard.
It's cold shuffleboard is all it is. You just get it in the middle, and then if the guy gets it in the middle,
or maybe you
knock it out of the middle.
Bocce ball, something like that?
Yeah, similar. Yeah. Just... I find skee ball more entertaining.
Well, I think it's a drinking game, right?
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah. That's what I mean.
I have a couple Molson Dries and get on the ice.
That's right. Yeah. That's what I was thinking. It's Canadian drinking game.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's still, what do they call it? Solo cups or whatever?
Yeah.
What
is it? Trying to convince me that a curler is an athlete is like trying to convince me that John Crook was an athlete.
Yeah. Or any golfer.
Terry Forster, the pitch for the Braves, who David Letterman called a big tub of goo.
Yeah. John Crook used to have one of the greatest lines ever when they asked him what his pregame routine was while everybody else was taking batting practice. Mm-hmm. He said three hot dogs and a six pack. Yeah.
What about Wade Boggs? His was better.
Yeah. Yep.
This will shock you about John Crook. He's from West Virginia, too. He's a hillbilly.
See, it didn't move. It didn't change when
he
left.
It didn't change him.
Yeah.
No.
You can take the hill out of the bill, but you can't take the...
We'll have a lot more exciting talk on the Winter Olympics next week.
Yeah. Will it be over next week?
I don't know. I think it goes for...
No, it goes...
For 2 months, right?
Yeah, it's like 2 months.
There's nothing else on TV because none of the shows want to compete with it. So they don't air any of the new shows of anything. So I'm watching like Celebrity UK Traders that was a year or two ago.
The only way they took it off there was for the NBA All-Star game.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of it the other day.
Yeah.
Should have like an Olympics.
Which was, but you talk about excitement.
I don't even know who played.
I don't either.
NBA.
I do know the 3-point, whoever won the 3-point contest has not played this year.
I saw, and you know, there's so much AI out there, but I saw where Devin Booker's being investigated for missing his last 3-point attempt on purpose because he bet himself to finish second in the 3-point contest. I saw that on something. Now, I mean,
y'all
I don't know how much
the celebrity
3-point
contest because the betting favorite was Caleb Williams, but I don't know who won.
I don't know either.
The celebrity 3-point contest. And what do they still do the game where they put NBA All-Stars in with celebrities? Like, what was that from? I just remember Justin Timberlake beating James Harden like a bunch of times.
Well, the celebrity, they have the celebrity All-Star game on the Saturday night where they have the dunk contest.
And, yeah.
And I know I flipped by there for 2 or 3 minutes the other night.
Yeah.
And I Googled the one guy that was playing in the celebrity All-Star game because he was 7'6" and dunking without even jumping.
Yeah.
And he played in the NBA.
Yeah, I thought that's weird.
Jason Williams, who played in the NBA, was in the celebrity All-Star game.
Kevin Hart can play some basketball. Kevin Hart is really good for being 4 foot two.
And I bet he really good speed skate.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah,
and that tight
and curl. Curl. Him and the Rock in the Olympics.
Yeah, that's right.
2030.
He'll be the Rock, and the Rock will throw the
rock. Yeah.
Yeah. We have really gotten out of hand.
Yeah, let's
yeah, it has.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Anything else? All right. Well, man, we appreciate everybody for listening. We appreciate all our sponsors. We couldn't do it without you. Thank you to all the people that get us the information each and every week. But most of all, we appreciate the kids. That's who we're doing it for. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
See you next week.